New UN agencies this week announced that nearly 1.7 million Zimbabweans will require food assistance in the 2010-2011 season. Once a regional breadbasket, Zimbabwe has failed to feed itself since 2000 following President Robert Mugabe's land reform. Chris Altieri spoke about the conditions of the country's economy, politics, and social fabric with Zimbabwe Vigil spokesman Dennis Benton.
The Zimbabwean government has recently signed a deal with Malawi, which is going to supply about 300,000 tons of maize, which will go some way towards helping meet the shortfall. But there's no real way that they can handle the situation without foreign aid. And, of course, as the situation continues year after year, there's less enthusiasm from donor countries to continue propping up this regime. The Consolidated United Nations appeal is considerably underfunded this year.
Is there any reasonable hope for a regime change in Zimbabwe, or is Mugabe and his regime to hold on indefinitely?
I think to some extent he's become increasingly a figurehead for the military chiefs who are really in control of the country. And basically, as long as they have the tacit support of the regional powers, they can continue indefinitely. And no doubt they will. There's going to be a summit of the Southern African Development Community in Namibia next month, and it's hoped then that President Zuma of South Africa will move forward on Zimbabwe. But so far, his efforts have been rebuffed by Zimbabwe, and he seems unwilling to use any real force against them.